You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
They had to go through a special process that Moshe ben Aaron Shalom took the blood of the sacrifice and put it on their ear and also on the thumb and also on the foot. So now, this touch-up that Moshe ben Aaron Shalom did, so the question is, what is that supposed to mean? Put it on the ear and the thumb and put it on the foot, the right foot actually, and right ear. How about Kohanim?
Hear good.
Do good.
Do good.
With
your hands, and you should walk.
Beautiful. Hasaka Baruch. Beautiful. Beautiful. Very nice. So, just the foot is not enough?
No.
Why?
It's a long story.
We have time. The ear is past? Why?
Yes, because you hear about the past. You hear about what has happened.
You hear now also, no?
Well, we're talking about the past and what has happened.
You can talk about future too. No? So now here, there is an attitude that sometimes could be found. You see, sometimes you speak to somebody and then you see he shakes his hand like this, shakes up and down. What does that mean?
He knows you're lying.
That means you're talking too much. You stop. So hearing and shaking your hand, you know, really doesn't mean anything. You hear, and you could do something else. You hear, and you think you're hearing, but you could be busy with something else. Study text, or reading Tehillim, or finishing your tefillah, things like that. So then the hand part, sometimes, you know, you do speak to people, and sometimes, you know, you notice that people, they have extra neshamot in their hand. They speak with their hand, actually. Or let's say you ask people, who understood what I said? Raise your hand! So what do you do?
Nobody raised.
Everyone raised. No, you have some people that raise their hand. So now, here, you can hear and you can claim, I heard it. So now, but what does that mean? You heard and you understood it and you say, you know, I'm going to do it. You raise your hand. So what does that mean?
I'm going to do.
It doesn't mean nothing. Nothing at all. Till you get your feet going and make it happen, it doesn't mean nothing. So here, the message is very powerful. And then this, Moshe ben Aaron Shalom, is telling Aaron HaKohen and all the Kohanim, you are the role model. So now, what is the blood presents? The blood?
Life.
Blood is life. So now he puts the life on the ear, on the hand, on the feet. What does that mean? You could say, you know, yes, 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 you shake your hand, you can, you know, wave your hand, but till you don't get it in action, it doesn't mean nothing. And that means you could store many, many information, what to eat, how to act, know what time to go to sleep, all of these things. It doesn't mean nothing at all. Because you stored many, many information. But still, doesn't mean nothing. And that's what exactly the beautiful message here is, that the blood has to be on the three important parts of our system. That is, the ear, yeah, you should hear, you have to come, expose yourself to hear, yeah, your hand, no, should get to work. But when the action is not taken, doesn't mean nothing. No, many times it happens. You call people, you send them a text, you know. So are you coming? Say, yes! Yes! But, bachalomot. I guess the food doesn't... No, here, you have a record. There's a text that says, yes, Bezrat Hashem. And that's a formula in life, that you have to make it finalize.
Amen.
Yeah, you have to get the foot to work and see, Bezrat Hashem, we see lots of Yeshuot, Besorot Tovot, and Samachot, Bekarav, Amen, Kiratzot.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.